thought we'd ever see a day when computers started writing for us through artificial intelligence. Well, ChatGPT is just that, using AI to create everything from school assignments to marketing material, all the way through to helping hackers create the next wave of malware to infect your systems. So how redundant could we become with the click of the AI switch? Let's ask Elise Margow, negotiation expert and mediator. Good afternoon, and did I get the pronunciation of your name correct, Elise? Hello?
Hello.
Did I pronounced your surname Margow, is that correct?
It's Margot, but Margow is okay as well.
Okay. Well, firstly, let's face it, ChatGPT, yes. It's pretty clever, right?
Oh, it's very clever. You know, I've worked on it a little bit just and practiced around to see how it works, and it's quite astounding what it can produce.
Will it make us redundant? Because we've been practicing today, you know, say, you know, write a promo, as they call it in radio, for the Drive program. And you put in a few details, name, location, and boom, there it is within seconds.
It really is very good at getting what I call the basics out. You know, you don't have to think about anything if you want to work out a basic introduction to a book, to a program, to sort out a conference. We actually did this with the idea of a conference. Let's put some documents together and some ideas together and ask ChatGPT to come out with the welcoming letter. Yep. And it was a pretty good welcoming letter, but it was very bland.
But you had the bones. You had the bones there to work with.
Exactly. So it saves us the time and effort of trying to put together the basics. But it can't take the place of making it sound exciting or customising it for what we need.
Yeah, but, you know, an essay on, you know, Shakespeare's Twelfth Night is never going to be exciting, is it? But if someone else does it for you, it feels pretty good.
Well, you know, I did love Twelfth Night of all Shakespeare's
plays. I picked that one, right.
Right. And it can be quite charming. And ChatGPT would explain the basics to us, but we might lose a bit of the magic and the language and the ideas. So, yeah.
If we have robots writing for us, can you see a time when they'll start negotiating for us?
Well, this is part of my worry, is that we already have some platforms that give people ideas of the kind of results they could get if they were negotiating. And it's very basic stuff, but it says, so potentially you could say, well, we've got a lease dispute. Let's just send the robot to represent the landlord and the robot to represent the tenant in. Surely there can't be two many different results, and let them sort this out for us, and they can come up with a basic plan on algorithms of how these negotiations and disputes normally resolve.
Would this be or mean a better result or even a bonanza for lawyers?
Well, I think my tip is it's going to be a bonanza for lawyers.
Okay.
because at the end of the day, we're human beings. And we have different ideas of what we would like, and the consequences to us are different. So although I could say to you, know, in most disputes to do with landlords and tenants, the tenant moves out and there's a dispute as to whether any damages need to be paid or whether some rent has to be paid back. But that might not be the case. I've had examples where there was no financial issue when we prodded into what the problem was. It all had to do with an apology that the tenant wanted for the conduct of the landlord 5 years previously. Now, no robot is going to be able to prod into something as unique as I thought as that.
That's true. So they can't do that kind of forensic thinking.
No forensic thinking, no customized thinking. And, you know, maybe 5 times out of 10, the result won't be too bad. But I think the lawyers are busy rubbing their hands together and saying, we're looking forward to the day that robots negotiate.
Well, is there a place for AI, do you think?
I think there really is. If you just look at that basic of giving us an idea of how a program for a conference should look like, or the basics of what we would need for a contract, as long as it doesn't try to write it, that's a really good start, right? We don't need to hire someone with great knowledge to give us the basics, but it's where the value of the individual and the customization comes in, where we will still need human beings.
I know you're not a cyber expert, but do you think that this will have teachers really worried? Is there any way that a teacher could pick up that something's been written by ChatGPT?
What I can think of is if they all sound the same, and, you know, or ChatGPT by mistake just keeps repeating the same kind of words without really answering the subtleties of a question. But having looked at it, if for basic answers, it's really difficult to tell the difference between, you know, someone who's given a 60% kind of answer, which would get that kind of result.
Elise,
it's really difficult to tell the difference.
You only have to pass. That's, you know, that's what I used to say to my son. It's no, you know, it's, if you, you know, try your hardest, but if this is so stressful, you only have to pass.
In fact, and apparently they're now coming up with new technology which can tell you if ChatGPT has been used.
Oh. Oh, dear. Well, listen, this has been a very interesting conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I hope the rain isn't too bad your way.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That is Elise Margo. She's a mediator and negotiation expert.